Good morning, calling the meeting of the Board of Firearm Permit Examiners, December 14th, meeting to order at 10:03. I'm going to start by reading a brief introductory statement.
Can you hear her?
You might have to speak up a little bit.
Am I quiet?
Yeah.
Yes, you are. I've been talking too much.
That's unusual.
All right.
There you have it.
All right. For the record and in advance of hearing testimony, I would like to explain the procedures we shall be following today. First, these are civil administrative proceedings being held in accordance with Section 29-32 of the Connecticut General Statutes. Under the General Statutes, this board is charged with the duty of hearing the case, inquiring and determining the facts de novo, and determining whether those facts would be just and proper cause for denying or revoking a permit. It will occasionally happen that facts and events as the issuing authority believed them to be at the time of denial or revocation justified that denial or revocation, but additional facts and circumstances which come to light during these hearings convinces the board that in all fairness, justice would be served by ordering the permit issued or reinstated. Where no additional evidence or other compelling circumstances are uncovered, however, the board will respect the judgment of the issuing authority. Under the general statutes, hearings of this board may be conducted informally, but in a manner that guarantees fundamental fairness and the right to cross-examination. All testimony will be under oath and recorded, and all laws against perjury apply to those persons testifying. Be advised, this board takes perjury seriously and will refer perjury instances to the appropriate authority for full prosecution. Additionally, the board may subpoena testimony if necessary. These hearings are public hearings and they fall within the purview of the Freedom of Information Act. Accordingly, appellants and issuing authorities are hereby advised that none of the information or documents introduced here as evidence may be excluded from the public. Both parties may be permitted to make brief opening statements indicating the scope of the case and what they intend to show. In its opening statement, the issuing authority should briefly give the reasons for denying or revoking the appellant's application or permit. You may call witnesses to testify on your behalf. At the conclusion of each witness's testimony, the other party may cross-examine that witness. The board may also inquire with its own questions, and in doing so, it reserves the right to question all witnesses at any time or to request testimony by additional witnesses if necessary. At the conclusion of all testimony, the issuing authority and the appellant may make brief closing statements. Decision of the board is by majority vote of those members present and voting. The burden of proof in these matters is by a preponderance of the evidence, and it lies with the issuing authority. Accordingly, all tie votes will inure to the appellant. In addition, today, both parties will be notified of the board's decision by mail within 20 days of today's hearing. In deference to the statutory scheme as codified in General Statutes Section 29-28D and pursuant to Superior Court ruling, in an abundance of caution, the board will endeavor to maintain the confidentiality of all appellants appearing here today. Toward that end, the board will refrain from addressing the appellants by name or by noting the appellant's address, but instead will address each one simply by the title appellant. The board hereby requests all witnesses testifying here today to do likewise and to refer to each appellant only by his or her title appellant. Finally, in accordance with Superior Court ruling, this board cannot entertain hearsay testimony or testimony arrived solely from erased records with regard to matters subject to erasures pursuant to General Statute 54-142A. In those matters, testimony to the board is limited to direct evidence obtained in the course of an investigation or personal recollection of the underlying events. Last, please turn off your cell phones or put them on vibrate. I don't even know if vibrate's a setting anymore, but if you need to have a conversation, please go out in the hall to do that so as not to disturb these proceedings. Okay, calling the roll of the board, Dr. Conrad.
Present.
Attorney Cinetti.
Here.
Colonel Overture.
Here.
Chief Rosenzweig. And not present, it's Mr. Gray, Ms. Johnson, and Colonel Lewis. So we do have a quorum, just barely. Okay. Does everybody know their case number? Because I'm not calling these cases by the appellant's name.
Yes, I have one.
I think we generally, there's enough, there's not too many people, so we have a general idea of who's here. All right, case number one is 22-627. That's a Montville case.
We're just calling the roll.
Yeah, just saying you're here.
Here.
Hi, okay. And I think the appellant checked in, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Both parties are here. Case number two, 22-472.
Issuing authority.
The appellant has not checked in. Case number 22-075.
Issuing authority.
The appellant has not checked in.
Okay. Case number 422-662.
Issuing authority.
And I think Seymour's here.
Yeah.
662.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's both parties.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Case number 522-546.
Issuing authority. Not the appellant has not checked in on that one.
Okay. Case number 622-541. Both parties, thank you. Case number 722-195.
Issuing authority.
Appellant. And the appellant is here.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, could anybody testify and please stand and raise your right hand for the oath?
And any witness as well.
Yeah, if you're a witness. Do you solemnly swear or affirm, as the case may be, that the evidence you shall give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, to help you God, or on penalties of perjury?
I do.
Okay, you may be seated.